بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Topic is on zikr. Someone asked Ali radiallahu anhu, in your zamana, this path of suluk, righteousness, how was it traversed? So he says, there are three prominent things in the lives of the Sahaba Kiram. One is the recitation of the Quran Sharif. Utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitab. In my understanding, the recitation is done both ways, with reflection and just plain reading. But Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, we know about the ordeal that he had gone through, and then the result was he gained a lot of proximity. See, you hear this side of the story, the difficulty that he went, but then the proximity he gained was something you can't imagine. So then he would see Allah Ta'ala at times. So he asked, then what's the way to gain your proximity? Brother Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi, the awliya of the past, their ways were different. They would also look after the muridin, the mutaliqeen, they would see that, how they're doing. So at night he passed by Habib Ajmi. He also comes in our silsila. When we passed by him, saw him engaged in tahajjud namaz. But now he was an ajami, not an Arab, so his recitation was not to that standard. When he saw the recitation was not up to that standard, then he didn't join him up. Then he asked Allah Ta'ala, how to gain your proximity? So the reply was, performing namaz behind Habib Ajami. And you had the occasion, but you lost it. So sometimes what happens is, there is overemphasis on the zahir, and the batin is neglected. Whereas, like the zahir is important, like the batin is important, zahir is important as well. And overemphasis, then you may neglect something. Very fine. On one side you are very fine, then some other things are being neglected. Like I was saying last night, so you become very particular on your zahir. Very, very particular on your zahir. What was the type of the kurta and how long it was, right? What was the size of the amama, what was the length, right? So it became over particular. In the meanwhile, some of the important stuff get neglected. Because you too much of attention to this idea, and these things get neglected. Sometimes I see some of the students, right, the namaz is about to start, but they seeing themselves in the mirror, the amama is right, shaped, and everything is in proportion. At that time, what was more important? So in all these You need someone to supervise you, to check you. Because you don't know yourself. So Azim Rahmatullah says, Rahbar Bayad, you need a guide. Person doesn't traverse this path alone. He needs someone. Even in zikr, you need someone to show you, to guide you what's to be done and what's to be left out. So some places now he's supposed to be gentle, becomes too hard. Well, the wife cooks some nice food. Now he wants to become a buzruk overnight. Nothing to the temptation. Temptation, khaishat, but his nafs, his breathing nafs. But she took the trouble, she took to prepare the food, already, husband like this, you like this, you like this. And she took the trouble to prepare it. Now as you walk into the house and you see all this, beautiful type of food, prai, all that, and you put 1 liter of milk or water inside instead of eating it. The prai, the pastries and all that, water, made a whole consumer of the thing, and you're saying, using your logic to prove your stance. See, all is going to go into the same stomach, so what? We mix everything up. So now, you don't understand these things here, and you make up a mess up. You make a mess up, then it's kaam ko badnaam karte hai. Then you spoil the name of this sulu. As Ajay Ramdev should say, who knows, because of consideration to the wife, right? And you're enjoying the favors of Allah Ta'ala, you don't know how much progress you can make. One is appreciating her, right? One is you appreciating the favor of Allah Ta'ala, right? Thinking within yourself, itna bara gunegar hoon, I'm such a sinner, such a traitor, right? Allah Ta'ala is so kind, how can I carry on like this? So that can be a step to the progress. But now, people don't ask, they don't find out, whatever comes to their mind, and they just want to apply it. They think now, no, I'm progressing on the path. So Mahabhum emphasizes on this very much, find out, understand what it is, have an elder above you. Two people related their life stories to me. One was a specialist doctor. He must be over 90 now, right? So he related his story. So he says that when he was newly graduated, newly, right? Or he was around that period, about completing the course, it was about 1920 or something. Third year medicine, whatever it was. So just then, some tennis courts came up just near his house. Now, as it is, they're going to university. University's got a free mahal, and here they're talking about tennis, And each person talks about the virtue of what he is doing. See? Like Ustad on Nahu says, didn't know Nahu, you wasted your life. How are you going to progress if you don't know grammar? So the amount of emphasis is placed on that as though that is the most important thing. So same person is on gymming, good health. So the way you speak about that, there isn't anything more important than gymming and good health. Eat this, avoid that, do this type of exercise, don't do this thing here. But everything said and done, the batin contributes to the zahir. Right? The batin contributes to the zahir. The primary thing must be, is the batin affected or not? Now, or get my beard in a certain style, right? My hair in a certain style. My presentation in a certain way. But is the niyat right? Is it now that woman must see me and then they get impressed? I speak in a certain way, so they get enamored, overwhelmed in my style. So if that's the niyat, then the niyat is flawed. So the more than correcting the zahir, it's important to correct the batin, whether it's sahad, whether whatever, but more than worried about how I appear, right, amongst people, is my batin right? Everything, just to get the desire right. Allah Gangui Sahib Rahmatullah, this one son, initially he was into all this gymming and all that, right? Carry weights, go into the water, carry the weight. I can't remember his name now. So he says to his son one day, "Bhai, ye kab tak jism ko sawarte phiroge? Until when will you take care of your body? And phir akhir mein kire ka ghiza ho jayega. At the end, the same body that you're looking after will become the fodder of the worms of the grave." Murad came one time and he took a turn. One shot just took a turn. So these things must be done just moderately, not overdone. Overdone, this is the topic of discussion, this is the topmost thing on the mind. Whereas what's the most important thing is the batin. Is that right? And I see the most important thing, the hadith that the kitab start off with, Innamal A'mal. Right? Starting with that, the niyat now, I say, is a zahiri thing or a batini thing. In Pakistan, a woman now, the woman of the old, more concerned about the batin. It looks alright. The husband or whatever else, we just put up a little bit of show for the husband, and we will not discourage it. But more concerning was the batin. So the zahir was not a great concern. So she became a little bit more obese, right? Anyway, she became a little bit sick and she passed away. Now they're giving ghusl, so it's about the precious ring that she's got, diamond, $2-3 million it is, so expensive. So people are giving ghusl, they have a problem to pull it out. So the children say, just leave it, we can't see our mother, and where are you going to be pulling this thing out? Right, whatever it was, one person that was around there, he overheard this discussion. So he says, "Ye heera kuch phenkne ki cheez hai. The dimag kharab ho gaya." Mad people, yeah. So he made a plan. He did like as though he's cooperating with them. And as they buried and they all gone, it's a winter's night. So by 12 o'clock, everybody's fast asleep. So he made a plan, dug up the grave. And now he sees like a stage and the beauty there, flowers, it's like the day she was, no? A bride, you know, the beauty, the dress, the clothing, the fragrance. Well, it's all you see, I got a shock, covered it up and it's gone. But discreetly he's asking, what was this woman doing to earn this type of a thing? I saw it in my eyes. So there are three things that are very, very particular. One is parde ka ihtimam. dress up modestly, parda, more especially in the presence of strangers. Right? She was very particular about that. Her modesty, her shame, very, very particular. So right, a woman sometimes overindulges this acharya and that samosa. They got the taqwa right. Don't give them too much of bayans. Give too much of bayans on health. What happened now? Last year, around here, women had to go out jogging, all Muslim. One woman started, then 20 women joined up. And then for the jogging, they need that type of clothing. So they had to shout them. But alhamdulillah, they stopped it after that. What happened? وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ Don't go and expose. Don't make an advertisement of your beauty. Now, to spoil all these things here, people bring about that type of pretexts, you know, that it may seem right. You want to listen to everything and see everything. All these Qatar games that took place. So one person, I was getting questions, so I needed to know. So somehow I got across a person who went there. He saw himself. So he's telling me how it took place. But he's telling me, on one side you're getting a Mawlana saying, must go there because Mawidakum Yawm Zina, see, a way to advertise Islam. He's saying that it's a way to of your own. Musa alayhi salam challenged with Mawidakum Yawm Zina. Yuksharan Nasu Duha. So you'll be able to present Islam. He's comparing this, Qatar games to that Fir'auni stuff. Right? So now, I don't have all the facts before me. I need to know now what happened exactly. So I came across one person, he's telling me what he witnessed. So his first line was, Murad, this is pure Dajjal. Well, you're an alim something, but he was present there. He was pure Dajjal. I don't want to prod him. Let's see what he comes up with. When he's prodding him, asking this, putting words in his mouth. So he started off, with Ar-Rahman and Qiraat, right? And immediately after the Qiraat, there was music for, not for Africa, for the world. All type of music and terrible music. Now here, the Fuqaha say, that someone is taking wine, right, and says Bismillah before drinking, then the kafir becomes a kafir. Yeah, the whole Surah Rahman is being read, a part of it, and then immediately after that they're going on to music. So you see that. So then he says that the liquor shops have to open there and you won't find anywhere. Liquor shop, no restriction. Then they had an event that the Qatari woman was parading the whole field to show what Qatari woman, or how they appear. Now, here the Quran is saying, وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ Don't make an advertisement of yourselves like the former days of ignorance. Is this the Islam? Is this the Islam? Because your wife, and she's parading for the whole world. So, this thing you have to be very, very careful. You can't be just talking randomly. So this, looking after the batin, how important it is, especially in this day. People don't understand this thing. Just about zahir, how I look, what money I got, how much money and how. They go to this specialist and that person and this person here just to make up the zahir. Right. But then what that zahir will lead you to after that. You want to put more pleasure, more excitement, more popularity, how I appear. Right? Like you hear now this, people that have to appear on television, right? So, you have to, it's a protocol, you can't just appear like that.
Prophet said, groom you. The Prophet, woman there, woman groom you. Your top is right, your turban is matching, your beard is groomed, your buttons are right. She will check you out, then you appear. See? So it's all a show business. This modernism is just about a show business. So, when you start reading all these things here, then you also want to become part of the show. The constructing the Masjid al-Nabawi ala sahibi wa alayhi salam. So, there's one person now, he's a little bit more careful, apprehensive. So, another sahibi says, he's more concerned about his clothes, that they mustn't get soiled up. See? Is that a good comment, a good compliment? Well, you know, the Masjid is coming up, so you don't worry, the whole body gets dug up. We are looking at the end, that this Masjid is coming up, and I want to share in it, you know, I was helping to put it up. At that time, he's more concerned about how he appears. Is that the right thing? It goes in the mind. So here, just moderate, right? And I say, one of the better things for keeping healthy is live a simple life. Simple, a life of simplicity. Because even in your health, it's the goodness of your bathing that will make you healthy. Right? Now for example, he's looking very well, right? But he's a little bit womanizing. So can he enjoy a good health? Can't. Because something happens and it triggers his heartbeat, see, inside self. Then he goes up, fluctuation. So there he goes wrong. The pressure gets affected. Now, small things irritate him, right? When they irritate him, he becomes sleepless. So can he maintain the good health? Small things, they just irritate him, gets angered, so his pressure just goes up. So can he maintain the good health? So lots of the health is subject to the goodness of the bathroom. Now you see his wealth, such a wealthy person, and I don't have it. Oh, this person has robbed me, right? So that becomes the major concern. When that becomes the major concern, can you be a good person in your house, in your business, amongst your children? Can you be good? You're always miserable, you're always in a state of agony, grief, pain. So you're not good in your home, you're good amongst people. And now, if you have, your bathing was right, so you say, what was meant to happen, happened. What was mine's, I got, nobody could take. And what is not supposed to come to me, I don't get it, finished. See the old, how they worked. One Arab now, see the goodness of the mind, how it works. So, in this desert you get this sandstorm. So the shepherd came and complained to the boss, there's a sandstorm, we got 1,000 goats, and at least about 900 got destroyed in the sandstorm. Alright. Any injured, said, about 5 are injured, alright. Let's put him to the bride, we'll enjoy the bride tonight. And he said, Kullu Shayin Maktoob, finish. He's so relaxed, from 1,000, 900 gone, 500 but badly injured, slaughter them, put them to the bride, we'll enjoy them. It was meant to happen, it happened, finish, karas. Now, just compare this story, right? The anesthetist was working on a patient, right? According to medical standards, he did everything right. Nothing was inconsistent. But the patient didn't survive, he died. So the family took it very personally, so you killed him. And they planned to kill him, and they killed him. Can you see now, when you're only working on the zahir, and you forgot the batin, what happens? primary concern becomes the batin and the zahir, this is to be forgotten. So then what happens? So it's not that we don't look after the zahir, but 10-15%, you know, more than that, look on the batin. What's my heart like? What's my intentions like? I need to work on that. The obedience, you know, I'm talking about it. Listen to the other. Many things may sound distasteful, but now listen to the fine or of good. An elder, so parents, someone elder in your deen, so what will it cost you to listen to him? But you get happy, this person is very obedient, he listens to us, he doesn't defy. So I was talking about this specialist, you know, he's over 90, so he's giving his story personally. No, it's a riwayat, not bilwasta, bilalwasta, direct riwayat. So anyway, he says, the tennis court just opened up. You know, the health planet is true. You get all his health, everybody health. But if that health is used for deen, it's all right. So that's why, kullu lahbin batil, illa ramjuhu bil qawz. So you are doing something, but for a good intention. He's practicing archery, right? Or he's racing. So where it's for jihad and good ends, then the hadith was recommended. But now just look nice, it's not all. I'm hearing stories now. Sometimes a dini person, alim, but it takes him at least about 20 minutes to draw up, you know, how the beard is, how the turban is, the trouser, he's having a nice shower, with this type of shampoo. And then he comes out. So you make up your mind to merge away or aurat. What are you? I was talking about that woman, Pakistani woman. She became obese and all that. But now, this person saw it himself that this is what she's enjoying. One was the parda. Parda kaihtima. So I'm not too worried about the health, not that I spoiled the health deliberately. Not overemphasized. The second thing she had that was very popular, anything that amounts to the respect of Allah Ta'ala, deen, children's ta'aleem, azan, anything that amounts to respect of deen. She had tension in the whole area that they live in, any child and so very, very upset. Azan, Quran Sharif, Madrasa, so anything that amounts to deen, you should be very careful. So, Allah Pak doesn't forget these things. Now, when we become too particular on the zahir, what happens? One wedding, you can waste 1 million, 2 million to miss there. Sorry, one friend from Cape Town, just to grace the wedding. We cast a sunnah, cast a sabit away. But then Jabir got married, and we asked him, Bikran or Sayyivan, who you married? A spinster or a widow? Sayyivan. Why didn't you? Halla Bikran, Tula Ibuha, or Tula Ibuki, you would have played with her, she would have played with you, you got married to a widow. So I explained the hadith to the children, right? So, to give them in their language, they understand this. Don't give them in their language, they don't understand it. So it's a young girl now, we're married, you're about 23, she's about 17. You can play a catching game, you do all this together. But you got married to an old auntie, huh? She tried to play as she fell down. These things may seem simple, but they don't understand. We say, Tula Ibuha, Tula Ibuka, finish. But they give it in their level, they understand it. But now see these people here, old, right? He says, my father was tushy the ma'akwa. He was old, right? My father passed away. Abdullah, that was his father's name. And he was shaheed, right? And he left behind one revived, 9 daughters, 7 daughters. And he asked me to take care. So if I married a spinster, a young girl, right, she would have been one of them. Because the ages are more or less close, right? So she would have been one of them, playing with them, 3 twins and all that, right? And the oldest, and I don't know what they play now. Now, it's an elderly girl, an elderly woman, right? Taqumu alayhinna. She will take care of them. She will comb the hair, train them up, right? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi was happy and says, Barakallahu, Barakallahu laka. May Allah give you barakah. Now, the essence of the story, what is it? She said, I'm looking not for my own good, for the family good, right? What was the better thing for the whole family? 7. To get married to a young girl, or to live with an aged girl with some experience. Or he sacrificed all his feelings, his emotions, etc. He sacrificed it. Now what we're doing is reducing everything just to book knowledge. What is the essence of the hadith? Well, isn't that a great sacrifice? Yeah? You know, you are 19, 20, don't you have feelings, all the feelings. And then to be considerate to your father's advice before you became martyred, gave his advice. You're going, I don't think I'll return, right? So you must take care. So he understood his father's advice and he applied himself. But now, bolne wale to bahut zyada hai, lekin main kehta hu ki isko iske upar uska ijra karne wala kitna hai. How many people practice these things? But what a great service, no? All the 9 daughters now and sisters, they're remembering for the rest of his life that he also had emotions and feelings, but just for our goodness, what didn't he do? And then Nabi Sallallahu took a liking for this Jabir radiallahu anhu. In the Khandaq, his wife tells him, I can see that Nabi Sallallahu is going through some starvation, right? So I must look for a kid, a little bit of flour, so this what 5-6 people to be enough. But now the mission all together. A special liking for me. Just there's an open invitation at Jabir's place. Now, he comes and reports the whole incident before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, but you told him the only Prophet, said, yeah, Allah has told him. And that true to his word, it's sufficient for everybody and still more. See that? So this was the Jabir radiallahu anhu. You see how the elder, what the elder says. My father said this, now I must respect my father what he said. How to do it, how to apply myself. Everybody got feelings, everybody got emotions. But now, at that time, just to hold back your emotions, how great it is. The returning from the jihad, and as a the beast of Islam sees his animal to be sluggish. So what happened? Okay, one shot came back. So the child that is playing in a madrasa, for one shot sometime, worked, isn't it? He told the Muslim, one shot came back. So anyway, the beast asked him, are you prepared to sell this animal? Almost the price is confirmed. After the price is confirmed, so now he asked now, to another animal belongs to you, so can I ride on this animal? So listen to him, see. أتريد أن ما كسبت لأخذ جملك خذ جملك وثمنك. You think I dealt with you to take away a camel mid-road in the journey, right? I didn't do it for that. I want to help you out. But now some people, they won't like to take this gift. You thought I was poor, and you, so you said bought it off, gave the price and returned the animal. So the whole life looks different. So I'm showing all his elders to listen to him. He became the beloved of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, loved him. See that. But see this, how it starts off. His father, and he took care of his daughter and his sister at a time, prime of his age. Everybody can't understand it. So that's why I say, bolne wala to bahut hai, lekin samajhne wale aur usko apnane wala bahut kam hai. To understand it, understand content, or understands the position of the father. He understands that I'm a brother to my sisters. Yeah. And what I'm supposed to be doing in the absence of the father is my personal enjoyment. And this doctor now, I'm talking about his story, right? He branched off. So that cause came and he went. And now, it becomes more exciting, you know, university. That time, he's 90, so he must have gone to university around 1960s, right? So now, all the action there, and the area that he's living in, these colors also, right? So they're all in the courts, right? Now these girls and boys all jumping, the hay is flapping, and you know the color and all that, right? So how exciting it looks. So the second day I went, well, the family tradition was, he's telling me, that we have your meals together. By Kalki Javanuni Mele. And tomorrow we are going. So the whole night I saw my father. He didn't know, I'm not an old man, my kid now, he's dying. And it's killing my spirits, you know. But now, in those days it was such, when the father says something, it's a rule. He says, over his eyes, spoke in a little bit of a firm way, that was the rule. Anyway, I have to just humble myself, kill all my feelings, all that. But I remember for that few days I was just really, really upset. But it took me about 10 years, to discover the goodness, 10 or 15 years or 20 years, to discover the goodness of my father's advice. So the other friends were also in the court playing all that. Colored girls, white girls, everybody's there, something new, 60s. You know. So nearly all of them, their homes are in shambles. A guy from Sonia, that one there. Bachchon ka thikana nahi, they not right, the children are not right. Someone is drugging, someone is humanizing, and nobody is stable. All is good. They became doctors, but the children, nobody is stable. All messed up. And Abdullah can say very well, can say, my children, they are professional, they do very good business. They deal also, but it took me 20 years to understand what they say. But you see now, some things of the elders, just take it. That requires a good heart. That good heart, the investment you see after so long. And I say, you made very healthy, looking very nice, and a lot of wealth. But dharka chikarani, the house is not in order, the children are not in order. Is it worth it? It's not worth it. You're supposed to be investing your merit and your wealth, put it there, my children, my wife. What do I need to do to see them in the right way after, let's say, 15, 20 years from now? You make me a dua, Abdullah Zwajina, and Mrs. Purata Amin, meet my children, my wife, the comfort of my eyes. But what are you doing towards that investment? You're making dua, which is only Muqeema Salah, doing something. But this one year, what are you doing to make them the comfort of your eyes? Let's make dua finish. Right? You want barakat in your rosy, just leave it at that. But then after you work towards it. Right? See? This is one story this doctor told me. Right? He told me himself, so there's no vasta director. But it took him over 20 years to understand the wisdom of his father. At that moment, I didn't understand what he was talking about. One much younger person, maybe he's about 70 or something, so he's also in university. So it creates a little bit of freedom of thought. I think what's wrong with higher education, but what it does, it creates freedom of thought. Free. Unless now that person has got the suhbat of some right person. If he doesn't have that, then there's freedom of thought. And then because of the freedom of thought, he put everybody else wrong and him right. See that? There's a freedom of thought. You make that person seem wrong, that person seem wrong, that person. Very careful in adversity. Unless the association is very good, then he will see things differently. And that's, you know, very isolated thing, very rare. But that person wasn't wrong, but he turned out to be like a buzzard. Very sad. But that whole ambiance is different. It's teaching you, do some group work. One girl there, and one Munsami is there, and Chinsami is there, and Munyama is there. Now do group work. So, in the group work, then you're going to say, hit a five. What happened after that? All these things happen in this type of environment, and we just close our eyes. Why? We're looking at the end result. Mera bachcha doctor banega, be a professional person, mera naam aayega, and he earns so much. So for that wealth, every value can be trampled. The deen, everything, his shame, modesty, everything. Just looking at what he's going to get or what she's going to get. The man will know that they go through some experience. But they're so consumed with the result, the money, the name, etc., that everything's forgotten. So this youngster tells me, now he's, I say about 70, he tells me that it's a holiday, but it was a long weekend or university holiday. So now five or six of his friends also now go to Port Edward. Boat ride, to the boat, fishing, all that, stay there. Now, one day before going, I just told him, well, you know, tomorrow we're going to the friends going to this place here. Port Edward or St. John, wherever. Right. So the man said, Javanuni Mara, you can't go. Hey, he said, I felt so miserable. You know, I'm in university, I've got this degree and all that, you know. I'm big now, I can think for myself, and who is this woman that can be stopping me? But it was such in those days, you can't argue with it, elder, you can't argue. Now, thinking how they're enjoying, they're going for the boat ride. This is now around, I think, 1980s, not now, it's happening at that time. Next day, I think, was a Juma, and these people had gone for the boat ride. And as they gone for the ride, they just went, something happened, the whole boat toppled, so that five people fell down. Then I'm going to kiss my mother's feet. You know? But Islam says by listen, but sunnah, atiyah. You'll see the results later on. The life may be simple, but the results you see later on. You won't see it straight away. But the secret is listen. Don't do your things. Don't go randomly, independently, ask, find out. You've got an elder, so find out. Don't have an independent attitude. This is a sickness of this day. And you won't realize it, whether learned or not learned, educated or not educated. And it's like a tsunami, it's taking people a storm. They don't realize that it's taking people by storm. It's taking. I saw homes, you know, in the 60s I saw homes. Two people are earning, but 20 people are eating. And look at the logistics, they're not responsible. But it's a widow, it's an aunt, or some old lady, right? They're taking care of the 20, 30 people. And what care I saw in that home, I saw, as though those dependents were the boss of the house. I can still remember that they were dependents, but the respect they were afforded as though they were the boss of the house. But that was the barakat of simplicity and respect. But when the simplicity and respect left our lives, then it's just about adorning ourselves. How we adorn ourselves, how I look. So in the your status, what do you call it? Computer mein kya kehte? Facebook, your status. So this is my status. Kya status? Kya khidmat kaam? Kya khidmat kiya? What do you do? You see that Javed, that he got a status. He looked after all his sisters. That's a status. No status, no, I went to buy, I went in Etia, I went this toilet here. You can't come. That was a status. The obedience of the elder. As the Shihun says, in my youth, I had a flair for Tawis, you know. It was the last day. And the last day in the Amaliyat, it required that I go into water knee deep, or even more than knee deep, and the whole training will be complete. Then I can do some targets. Young now, 20, 21, and I got that flair. Now, that was the last one just to do it. Now, I'd leave home at about 10, 11 o'clock. As I'm leaving, my father picked me up. बच्चा कहाँ कहाँ जा रहे कहीं जाना नहीं बस ये है we are going to just stay at home. Can you see that it was just about you completing that exam and becoming capable of doing it. This is my mother says, I had no qualms, you know. I went through such a training, very rigid training, 1-2 years, right? And this was the last day for me to qualify. I could have practiced, right? But I had absolutely no qualms. See the respect. But Allah gave such barakah that anybody came, I would make dhamm, give them some dua or something, and it would be sorted out. But you see this listening, sunnah, that's born out of our lives. And until we don't have the jazba, whether in the madrasa, whether in the khanqa, whether in the jamaat, we don't have the jazba, then I can't see us going right. When an elder at the home, listen to them, understand what they are talking about. One doctor friend of mine, is a child specialist. So he tells his patients, why don't keep coming to me, because every visit is about 1,000 rand, 2,000 rand. They're top specialists. Don't you have an old woman in your house? See the old remedies that they are prescribing. They may be even better than what we give. So can't you speak to them? But I know what they know. He's qualified, so he must go to him. See our minds, how they went off. So we're talking at the beginning of Imam Ahmad Rahmatullahi, and the sacrifices that he went through. And on account of the sacrifices, Allah gave him the taqarrub. Great taqarrub. Proximity to Allah Ta'ala. See, Fir'aun also, when those magicians came in, so they asked, أَإِنَّ لَنَا لَأَجْرًا
We get something out of this. You know, we win today, but we get something.
So I was comparing this to the Anbiya alayhi salam. So how you make or how you differentiate a Nabi from a magician, from a sorcerer? So the sorcerer wants something material. Material. أَيْنَّ لَنَا لَأَجْرًا. And the Nabi's word is, مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّنَا. Can you see that? So make a hitab by it. So sure.
Don't use your translation, please. Tajma ho gaya bas, chalo.
See the Nabi's word. مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. I don't want anything from you. So he is what? He's the power he is what is from Allah Ta'ala. So can anybody challenge Allah Ta'ala?
مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I don't ask you for any reward. My reward is from Allah Ta'ala. So Fir'aun, he is pressed, right? Because you can see the power of Musa alayhi salam. That the whole staff is changing into a serpent, and he is running for cover, right? So he understands Musa alayhi salam has got something special. And now he has to maintain his name. You know, I announced to the whole Egypt, أَنَا رَبُّكُمْ الْأَعْلَىٰ.
I am the greatest, I am the God. Right?
I am the greatest and I am the God. And the God is getting defeated here.
You see, it's a trial. Mera naam ka kya hoga?
Izzat ka kya hoga? So Fir'aun in that state of desperation, he says, إِنَّكُمْ إِذَلْ لَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ.
You will be posted to ranks closest to me.
You understand? What a maqam you get. You'll be closest to me, more than all these advisors and all that. Because yeh toh haar jeet ka din hai. Yeh toh jaan ka khatra hai, kursi ka khatra hai. If these people win today, then my throne is going. I can see my throne going. So if you want to win today, you have saved my throne and I'll post you closest to me. So man can give, but how much can he give? He can give, but how much can he give?
He must reach a point where he says, no, I can't go beyond this.
I can do, but I can do a certain point, beyond that I can't. Man will have to give up. At a certain point he must give up. And Allah Ta'ala, can anybody stop him? So Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal went through that ordeal, the whole pain, right?
But he stuck very firm. Very, very firm, right?
Although he wasn't required to go to that length to be firm. لا تقول أن أحد أن تلاوتي بالقرآن مخلوق. More as we said, right? أن لفظي بالقرآن مخلوق.
Whereas to see was not haram. Because what you're uttering is makhluk, obviously. But he made an announcement. Now, he was being very firm. Now, today, if someone is being very firm, then that's called tashaddud. It's very rigid, very hard. But now, we don't see what our elders did, what our slav did. It's not working according to your temperament, not working to your taste. So straight away, you declare that person to be tashaddud. Whereas you look at this whole word here, لا تقول أن أحد لفظي بالقرآن مخلوق. So he had an agenda that people will confuse, will complicate these things here. They won't be able to understand this. Just leave this out, don't talk about it. So he understands that they won't comprehend it. And therefore he has to take a strong stance. So now, a lot of ulama take a stance on mixed gatherings, right? On photography, right? And if they don't take a stance, then what will happen? Then the whole deal will get distorted. Whereas these were like salient features amongst us, amongst the Muslims, right? No photos, no mixed gatherings. Right? Now that is being distorted and turned around. If somebody is firm on that, now he is being too rigid. He's an extremist, he's a fanaticist. Right? Whereas he's doing the right thing. So the right thing also becomes a mushtabah saddid, becomes a fanaticist, extremist. So something wrong with the thinking. So some ulama have to be very strong, just to show that it's not a light thing. I was asking why, so just check in the computer. In the Bukhari Sharif, how many times this tasbih has been mentioned, you know, condemned? Over 50 times. With all the mukarrarat, over 50 times. Now, with one clean swipe all the hadith. So there's a difference of opinion. But 50 hadith in Bukhari Sharif, and we just ruled it out. See that? So there's no respect for the hadith, no respect for the elder, absolutely nothing. All is forgotten. So anyway, we talk about Imam Bukhari, and I spoke about Habib Azimi, right? So he looked after his batin. When he looked after his batin, so the Junaid, he's the chef. Junaid is being told that you had the opportunity, but you missed it out. You thought he's Azimi, so where can you recite the Quran Sharif well? So how can I read my namaz behind you? But that was the time, see. The reason was his batin was very good. He tried to recite well, and that was the limit. He couldn't go beyond that. So he tried what he could try, but now you didn't understand the person. You just looked at the zahir and you took a fiska from there. But that was the time. So Imam Ahmad also is asking Allah Ta'ala, how do I get your closeness, the recitation of the Quran Sharif? Bitadabburin or bilatadabburin? Reflecting over the content or without? So both ways. Reflecting and not reflecting. And you know how well this is proof of the hadith, where the hadith says that every harf, you're getting 10 rewards, right? For every harf. And so the example that is given is of alif, lam, mim, right? And alif, lam, mim, anybody knows the meaning. So what Nabi is telling us, whether you understand or you don't understand, you're going to get that reward. See? But what a beautiful way to explain the whole thing. See, alif, lam, mim, from the hadith, you know the meaning. Not the greatest alim knows, nobody knows. Right? But just believing it to be the word of Allah Ta'ala and reciting it also everyone. Allah Akbar.